We begin with some exclusive breaking news. President Trump, I am told, raised the prospect of a pardon to a top official if this official broke immigration laws.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, April 16th, 2019. Welcome to Day 817. House Democrats subpoenaed Deutsche Bank for Trump's personal and financial records. Democrats also subpoenaed JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citigroup, looking for documents related to possible Russian money laundering. Maxine Waters said Trump's, quote, potential use of the U.S. financial system for illicit purposes is a very serious concern, end quote, and that the House Intelligence and Financial Services Committees will, quote, follow the facts wherever they may lead us, end quote. Deutsche Bank reportedly requested a so-called friendly subpoena from the committees before it would comply with their request. The Trump Organization, meanwhile, said it was looking at options to block Deutsche Bank from complying with the subpoena. Meanwhile, White House officials who cooperated with Robert Mueller at the direction of Trump's legal team are worried that the redacted report will expose them as the source of damaging information about Trump. In particular, current and former staffers are concerned how Trump will react to information shared with Mueller, which is leading to breakdown-level anxiety among those who cooperated with the investigation. Officials and their attorneys have asked the Justice Department whether the names of those who cooperated with Mueller's teams will be redacted, or if the public report will make it obvious who shared certain details. And finally, the House Judiciary Committee requested information about Trump's reported offer to pardon the Customs and Border Protection Commissioner if he was sent to jail for blocking asylum seekers from entering the United States. Kevin McAleenan has since been named the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security following the forced resignation of Kirstjen Nielsen. The deadline to turn over a list of employees who attended Trump's meeting with Border Patrol agents, as well as documents and communications related to Nielsen's meeting with Trump on or about March 21, 2019, to, quote, discuss reinstating the zero-tolerance policy and closing the U.S.-Mexico border at El Paso, Texas, end quote, is scheduled for April 30th. And now to the notables. 1. Trump offered Paris unsolicited advice for putting out the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral, tweeting that, quote, perhaps flying water tankers could be used to put it out. Must act quickly, end quote. 2. Trump also offered unsolicited business advice to Boeing, tweeting that the airplane maker should rebrand the 737 MAX, quote, with a new name, end quote. Trump added, but again, what the hell do I know? 3. Trump called Bernie Sanders' Fox News town hall so weird and noted that anchor Bret Baier, who has been critical of Trump in the past, was so smiley and nice to Sanders. And finally, Trump claimed that he has always liked Jimmy Carter, despite previously calling him, quote, the worst president in the history of the United States, end quote. He called Carter that in 2013, 2014, and 2016. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. And as always, don't forget to check back to whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.